Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs. Like your boss, still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay? It's Carrie, ma'am? Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Major giving us great flexibility. We thank him for that. Obviously, the 4th is Friday. He's got the takeout in a couple hours. All sorts of events taking place in D.C., including on the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. And our guy Major is still here. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We need to get to the week off and all sorts of other things. Segment number 2. Hello, my friend. I don't know how long it's going to take. But in the end, we both know this. When you have the White House, when you have the Senate, when you have the House, and it is a bill that the President of the United States wants, somehow, some way, he's going to get it. But what is going on right now to slow it down in the House?
House Republicans don't have the votes to pass it because some moderates, so-called moderates, and the definition of a Republican moderate is much different than it was 10 or 15 years ago. But those who are concerned, deeply concerned about the implications, the effect, the consequence of Medicaid cuts in their congressional district or SNAP, that Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, we used to call it food stamps, nutrition assistance for the poor, are holding out, as are some hardline, very conservative members of the House Freedom Caucus who don't like the changes made to the Senate bill, specifically those, the carve-outs designed to appease one senator and one senator only, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. And as we speak, Chad, there has been a vote open on the House floor for almost an hour, a 15-minute vote open for an hour because to pass it, you need enough Republicans to vote yes. And 9 Republicans currently are non-voting. The margin is 211 Republican to 212 Democrat. If they call the vote now, this very important procedural step fails. Republicans can't abide that. If it fails, then the whole thing for this week collapses. So off the floor, there are all sorts of negotiations going on. To a degree, this is largely theatrical, because your first point is the most important one. This will pass. Does it pass today, tomorrow, or after 4th of July? That is an arbitrary deadline created and manufactured entirely by the President of the United States. It has no bearing on anything. The tax cuts that they want to extend don't expire until December. They have a long time to work on this, and that's one of the points that some of the House Republicans are making. Like, why are we rushing this? Why don't we refine it, get it right, go through the process, be a little bit more transparent, have something we can all read and the public can digest? Now, some Republicans are like, we don't want the public to do that. We want to do it fast, make President Trump happy, and just move on. But there are those, just enough, who are like, not there yet. So it's stuck for today, for this moment, for this hour. It may get unstuck next hour. When I take the air at 5 o'clock on the takeout, it may have already passed or be moving closer to passage, or it may still be stuck. The question for Republicans is, do you try to jam this in this week because Trump came up with the idea right before 4th of July, wouldn't that be great? Or just say, no, Mr. President, let the legislative branch do what it needs to do. We're a co-equal branch of government. We are not subservient to your wishes. We are cooperative, but not subservient. And that's really where we are.
Okay, so theatrical. So you're right. They're 9 votes short of the total Republicans in the House. Are there 2 or 3 who you think will just be a no all along? Or is it possible all 9 will eventually vote for this bill?
Well, 2 have said they're no's right now. Thomas Massie and Richard Hudson of North Carolina. Chip Roy's voted against it on the Rules Committee. That's a pretty strong indicator that he's a vote no on passage. So that's 3, and they can't lose anymore. The margins are really tight. So they need to do what they're doing now. Hold the vote open. Remember, a 15-minute vote is now turned into an hour-long vote. I've seen 15-minute votes last 3.5 hours on the House floor, so it's not without precedent. But it does indicate that there's stress to the system right now. Speaker Johnson is basically saying, you can't get everything you want. Roll over, do what the president wants, and do it now. That's the current attitude of the House Republican leadership. It's not persuasive yet. There was a meeting at the White House that just concluded about an hour ago. Lots of House Republicans came back. There were initial sentiments. Oh, looks pretty good. We're in good shape. That's gotten a little wobbly. But again, ladies and gentlemen, all of this is arbitrary. This is going to pass in one form or another. It happened with Obamacare. It happened with the Bush tax cuts. It happened with Bill Clinton. Right. It always happens. This first big bill never fails, but it sometimes takes longer than the participants originally planned or would have desired. But ultimately, it does get done.
Someone you're well aware of, and I assume you know, Jake Sherman, who's very plugged in. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Punch Bowl News. Since we've been chatting, he has offered up this tweet. House Republicans are telling members to now go back to their offices. It does not look like a vote on the rule is imminent. Again, emphasize what you said. It may take longer, but they're going to get it. But I don't want to go back to Murkowski.
Yeah.
Because you've had in the Senate during term 1 and term 2 of President Trump's time as president, where Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, sometimes collectively, sometimes individually, are very upset. They don't agree with it. They don't want a bill. And then about 98% of the time, they vote for Donald Trump, the leader of their party. In this case, Collins voted no. Some have suggested once she knew that Murkowski was getting what she was getting, she felt comfortable in voting no because she knew Vance would break the tie.
Right.
So expand on that and just remind people what they are giving the state of Alaska and how they're wording this compared to the other contiguous states in the United States.
So
unbelievable.
There are unique aspects of life in Alaska. It is a very large state. I used to live in Texas. Texans don't believe this. It's true, but Texans don't believe it. Alaska is twice the size of Texas. It is a far-flung, sparsely populated state, which means complying with some of the paperwork requirements under Medicaid or supplemental nutrition assistance are particularly acutely hard in Alaska. And almost every hospital in Alaska or every medical facility is rural by definition. So things were written into the bill to specifically address alleviating some of those problems in Alaska for Senator Murkowski. And Senator Murkowski is very skilled at this. She is a capable and smart legislator who knows that if you hold out and resist, you're going to get a hearing, especially if you're the last vote required. You're going to get an extra long hearing. And she got an extra long hearing, had a very specific set of asks, and got most of what she wanted. And when her state was taken care of, because in the main, she supports many of the component parts of this legislation on taxes, on border security, on more for the military. So she was inclined, but she wanted to take care of her specific issues in her specific way. And when you're the last holdout, you have unique leverage to achieve that, and she did.
Let's pause. Let's come back with some lighter topics with Major, including on the takeout, which Major is a part of Live Monday through Friday, 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central, a program I get the podcast every single day. Enjoy it. And also, you hear it right here on WCC Radio at 10 p.m. Our guy, Major Garrett, right back with us in moments on CCO.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He is the host of The Takeout, as I mentioned. I just want to say this. As a man who has consumed your work, I mean, a man, you're much older than me. You're at least 30, 40 years older.
Much older, yes.
Much older. So I've been consuming your work since, you know, you were a grizzled reporter when I was in elementary school. I mean this in all sincerity. You sound so good, so comfortable, so on point, and just in your element with this version of The Takeout. It is seamless. You bring on quality guests. It is obviously of serious fare, but then you have some fun. I hope you feel as good about it as many of us who enjoy it on a daily basis.
Well, thank you for saying that, and I feel great about it. It is a place I've created. When The Takeout launched 8 years ago as a podcast, I was dipping my toe into a different space. And when I got the chance to take the sense and the sensibility of that thing I created 8 years ago and make a daily political show, I wanted to take the best parts, the most enjoyable, lighthearted, but also serious and smart parts of The Takeout and see if we could make it a daily show. And I think we've had really solid shows from the very day we launched. We are in the news, but we are not obsessed with the news.
Yes.
We are not ideological. We are open to guests. We want lots of different perspectives, and we want everything to feel like a conversation, not an inquisition, not a root canal. And we also, I will just promise the audience over and over again, I will not take myself too seriously. I will take the news seriously, but I will always make sure that the reporters who come on have plenty of time to talk, the lawmakers who come on have plenty of time to talk, and that it is a place where you can learn a lot, but not feel as if either you're being lectured to or talked down to, that it's a place where everyone's welcome. And so far, we're after, I think, a really good start.
A texter here, I love The take on a bum when there's a Twins postgame show. You sign up for the podcast. You get it? I get my version of the take up.
The showcast is there, and you can watch it on our YouTube page or the CBS News 24/7 app. You can get it lots of different ways.
Absolutely. I get the podcast sent to me probably by five. I mean, honestly, you're off the air and like 15, 20 minutes later, I have it. So
right. The show
it is great.
Is right there. Yeah.
Boom. Okay, we need to get caught up on a few other things, too. I decided to wait for your return to explain what you have in your office, which you are in right now.
Of all days.
Yeah. Yes. So let's go ahead and explain again, remind people about what you have in this immense office of yours.
So in my small, cramped quarters here at the Washington, D.C. Bureau of CBS News, I have four framed movie posters on my wall. Network, Taxi Driver, All the President's Men, and Bound for Glory. Why do I have those four movie posters framed on my wall? All four of those movies were nominated for Best Picture in 1976. All four lost to Rocky. Rocky is not on my wall. That is my silent protest to the outcome of that Oscars selection process. Rocky is a fine movie. I have nothing against it.
Doesn't really sound like it.
But Rocky is not better than Network. It is not better than All the President's Men, and it is not better than Taxi Driver. I'd say it's a coin flip. Maybe it's slightly better than Bound for Glory. Bound for Glory is a great biopic on the life of Woody Guthrie. But the other three movies, in my opinion, vastly superior to Rocky and don't get the credit that they deserve because they're obscured by the fact that they didn't win the Oscar. And I particularly want to bow to the movie Network. It was prescient in a million ways, especially today, because Paddy Chayefsky, the writer of Network, warned in that movie of what would happen when declining market share and corporate expedience did things to harm the future of journalism.
Yep.
Just read the headlines, ladies and gentlemen. You can figure out what I'm talking about.
Yes. Yeah, that's as far as you can go. I find it shameful myself, but I'll leave it right there. I also want to know how long this has been an issue in your life that you just won't let things go. I mean, my God, this is 1976. I mean, there are people in my life who say, I won't let things go. I'm going to start telling this story over and over again and feeling great about myself.
Yeah, well, it's because I'm an evangelist for the movie Network. I believe it's the greatest movie ever made because lots of movies try to predict the future. Network absolutely predicted the future and did so with a kind of scintillating dialogue brilliance you cannot find in very many other movies. And so that is where it all started. And every time I sing the praises of Network, I'm reminded it didn't win the Oscar because it lost to Rocky, and boy, does that gall me.
Let's, and I know you want to keep privacy, but what can you share with us about the wedding, a family member, and a wedding you attended? Give us one, the part of the wedding which will stay with you the longest.
Well, so it's not really a big secret since it was in Political Playbook. So, but that was my son's decision. That was my son's decision. So my son got married over the weekend, not this most immediate weekend, but the weekend past in Portland, Oregon. And it was a spectacular ceremony. It rained a lot. Portland, it rains there. I don't know if you know that, Chad.
Shocker.
But it even in late June, it rains in Portland. It rains in gales, actually. Very rainy. But that didn't dampen anyone's enthusiasm or spirits, actually, because it made us huddle closer. We were more of an integrated unit, all 125 of us roughly or so celebrating this wedding. And the great thing about the wedding this year, and last year with my eldest daughter, they have tremendous friends, and the spirit of their friends and support for my daughter last year, my son this year, was just something so deeply meaningful to behold. And it's the one thing that reminds a parent that it's not just the prosperity and the health of your children that you care about. You care about with whom they surround themselves.
Yes.
And the power of the people your children surround themselves with will direct a lot of the outcomes in their lives. And these two weddings reminded me of how many great friends my eldest daughter and my son have and how important that is to not only their day-to-day happiness, but their future happiness. And to see that, to feel that spirit, to be a part of it at the margins, was really transcendently wonderful for me.
Beautifully stated. I am going to have that same experience in November. My oldest boy is getting married to a tremendous woman, Michaela. We are so lucky to be a part of her family and for her to be a part of our family. In fact, on the 4th, when we're celebrating, her parents will be at our house. I mean, we're gonna have fun. We get along great. And it's a very, very small wedding, and I am actually the officiant of the wedding. So there will be a great deal of pressure on me. I don't think I'm going to just start riffing on various topics. I think I probably need to stay germane to what the event is all about.
Do not inflict a weave on the audience.
No, I cannot do the weave. All right, my brother. Glad you're back. Thank you for the flexibility. Yes. I'll be consuming you later today. And be well.
All right. Bye.
Major Garrett, the takeout. Yes. Without a Twins postgame show, you hear it right here at 10 o'clock on CCO, 10 p.m. But you can consume it live, and you can get the podcast. By the way, speaking of podcasts, we'd love for you to consume our podcast, Chad Hartman Show. Normal sites, Odyssey, Apple, Spotify. Now, we have this partnership now with iHeartRadio, which I candidly don't quite get because we're different companies. But it's great because right now, if you're more of an iHeart person and maybe we're your show or it's WCCO Radio and, you know, maybe my former station, The Fan, or, you know, KD. So you're on the iHeart app a lot. Guess what? You can stream WCCO Radio on the iHeart app. Now, podcasts? Not yet. That'd be great. But we don't have that availability so far. Instagram, I post the occasional photo. I'm sure I'll put something up on the 4th of July with either all of us in the family or maybe Q. And so if you'd follow me there, I would appreciate that. Chad Hartman Show. Also follow Dave on the Twitter machine, on the X machine, at Dave_Harrigan, and give me a follow at Chad Hartman Show.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A better Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.